With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Writer Thomas Fleming, whose latest book, Time and Tide, deals with the Navy and the Pacific War, believes that the historical novelist has an edge over the historian.
If you don't get to a man within 4 hours after he comes out of combat, don't bother. After that, he begins to recreate what actually happened. It's so terrifying and so terrible.
That's when the historical novelist can fill in the blanks. Thomas Fleming was 17 when he enlisted in the Navy. That was at the end of the Second World War. And while he never had a shot fired at him in anger, he remembers being on a light cruiser during gunnery practice when the ship was almost blown up by a wild shell.
Later in the day, we said to one of our officers, what the hell are we doing out here, you know? He said, well, it's the end of the fiscal year. We got to fire off all this ammunition before the budget runs out.
Fleming drew on his naval experiences for his book, Time and Tide, but his research went a lot further.
I went all over the country to ship reunions, and I went to Annapolis and talked to retired admirals and captains down there.
In Time and Tide, Thomas Fleming writes of a cruiser and its 1,300 men. The ship seems to be jinxed from the start. The battle scenes are harrowing, the sex violent. There is bravery and cowardice.
Look, I tried to show some of the dark sides of life on a ship. But on the other hand, I really tried to show what these guys endured and what they achieved, too.
Thomas Fleming, his gripping war novel, Time and Tide, is a Bantam paperback. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Much has been written about America's war victories in the Pacific, not as much about the defeats and a long, bitter life and death struggle with the Japanese. Novelist Thomas Fleming gives us a sense of what that war was really like in his book, Time and Tide. It's the story of a light cruiser, the USS Jefferson, and its 1,300 men.
What makes your hair stand on end to imagine what these guys were going through, taking on these Japanese battleships in the dark, just these 14-inch shells rumbling out of the night to splash all around you, and every second you're within 1 inch of oblivion.
But the sailors on board the ship are often at odds with themselves. One of the bad guys is a bosun's mate, who is not unlike a bosun's mate in 1945, who served on the same ship as 17-year-old sailor Thomas Fleming.
He was a man who used to say on my ship, on the beach I got the pretty girls, at sea I got the pretty boys.
By the same token, Thomas Fleming says the vulnerability one feels on a ship during combat leads to a special relationship among the crew.
The idea of a shipmate is very, very powerful.
The cruiser in Fleming's novel is torpedoed, and what happens parallels the real-life sinking of the Indianapolis by the Japanese.
There was all sorts of routine procedures that were not followed, and the men were in the war for 3 or 4 days, and almost half of, well over half actually, of the men that got off the ship died in the water, and it was just a horrible, horrible experience.
Thomas Fleming, his powerful novel of World War II, is Time and Tide, a Bantam paperback. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.